Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League. Last I checked, David's team still doesn't have a quarterback. Music, please.
You all right, Mike? My team still does not have a quarterback.
But I'm worried about you, David.
We are going to talk quarterbacks here. We had so much fun with the head-to-head betting matchups for receivers and receiving yards. We're going to do quarterbacks today.
Okay.
So we're going to do some passing yards, some touchdowns. I'll let you know. Let's start with passing yards, head-to-head matchup. Dak Prescott and C.J. Stroud, -110 for both.
Wow. Look, I'm very negative about the Cowboys this year, so this is probably as much about that. It's less to do with Dak, more to do with the surroundings. CD wants his deal. They don't have a true secondary receiver. Brandon Cooks is Rico's age and has all kinds of injuries. No running game. O-line is degraded. Everything about Houston I love. Everything's on the upswing. Mm-hmm. All the receivers are young and getting better. I'll go CJ Stroud.
So for everything that Mike said, it's the same reason why I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Why? Because I think that they will get the contract done with CeeDee Lamb. He's going to want to prove, I am him. I am that guy. Throw me the ball. The running game is not that great, so I'm your best option. Keep throwing me the ball. We'll keep winning games, and we'll go out and win the NFC East. So give me Dak.
Next head-to-head matchup for passing yards, Jared Goff at -120. Matthew Stafford, -105.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Goff.
You're pulling on the heartstrings of Lions fans.
I'm going to go
the
Goff.
The X or the current?
Yeah, look, he threw 4,500 yards last year. Offense is rock solid. I'll go Goff.
Really?
See, what did I stutter?
No, I'm just you're so mean today, man.
Beefy, as Jeremy Otto would say.
I would go Stafford because I think that he's probably going to throw the ball a lot more. I think that the Lions, as much as Goff and these receivers and everything, they want to still turn around and hand the ball off to Montgomery and Gibbs and just kind of control the game, control the clock. So I'm going to go with Stafford.
Let's move over to passing touchdowns. Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson at -110.
And does this include rushing?
No, this is no, just passing
that's
touchdowns.
Why he said passing.
I'm sorry.
I'm beefy too.
Beefy. This is tough. I'll go AR-15. They got a better O-line, second year. Daniel's going to be running for his life. That O-line sucks in Washington.
Yeah, this one we'll agree upon only because of the second year. Jaden Daniels looks great in preseason, but it's vanilla defenses that he's going up against. He hasn't seen the blitz packaging in the NFL, so I think that's when he's going to come back down to earth. So give me AR-15.
Let's go back to the matchup here, but this one's for touchdowns. We did the passing yards for them, now touchdowns.
Okay.
Dak and C.J. Stroud, -110.
Stroud. I'm Pac committed. I can't help it. Rico's going to go Dak. I'm going C.J.
Passing touchdowns. No, I'm actually going to say C.J. for this because I think that he will throw the ball in there. I think that the Cowboys will move the ball a lot, but I think in the end they're going to end up getting it to the like the 3-2 yard line and running the ball in. It's going to take away from Dak's passing to that touchdowns.
Let's go to this matchup. There's a little bit of a difference here. I don't know why it's this way though, but Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow. Purdy is at -120 and Burrow's at -105.
For passing yards?
This is touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Wow. Burrow revenge tour. Purdy's a rat. Can't bet on a quarterback who doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I'm going to go Purdy.
Yeah, I bet you would. Beefy.
Yeah. Passing touchdowns, David. Purdy, because a lot of his will come just dumping the ball off to Christian McCaffrey, and he's going to run it in.
That's so cheap.
It counts, right? It counts as a score, right?
It does.
You know your quarterbacks are allowed to pay. Hey, David, if you just sign Brandon Ayuk, all your troubles will be over. But you're being cheap is what you're being.
Staying in San Francisco. Caleb Williams.
You're being cheap.
Caleb Williams and Jalen Hurts. Now, this one's Caleb Williams is at -125. Hurts is at +100.
Caleb. I think it's all of this will be on Caleb Williams. They have arguably the best wide receiver room, 1-2-3 in the league. If you think about DJ Moore and Rico's guy, Rome Odunze, and Keenan Allen, you can add Kmet and Swift to the deal. Hurts has the ability to do that stupid little rugby play at the goal line.
Yeah.
And they still want to pound the rock with Saquon. I'll say Caleb.
But see, I think a lot of the passes could kind of what I just said about Brock Purdy throwing the ball. He could throw the ball to Saquon. And I think this year is going to be personal for Jalen Hurts, where he wants to show, I didn't fall off, I didn't die, I'm still here. Hey, I'm the NFL's guide to light the torch in the L.A. Olympics, so, you know, don't forget about me.
Tua versus Jared Goff. This is passing touchdowns, -110.
Wow, that one's tough. I'll still go Goff. I'm still going to go Goff, and part of it is the durability. There's still a real shot.
You know what? That's fair.
The wind blows, and Tua is out for three games.
No, that's Mike, you may have swayed my mind because I was just thinking, but the Lions, going back to what I said before, they want to run the ball. Yes, they have LaPorta, and they have Amon-Ra, and they have all of that stuff, but if you got Dan Campbell and you hooked him up to a lie detector, he would say, if we could run the ball for 300 yards a game, I will take that. But you're right, Tua can't stay healthy, so I'm going to go Goff.
And then I'll close it out with this one. Because of what you said with Caleb Williams, I decided to look this one up real quick. This is receiving touchdowns for receivers here. Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen.
I think it's going to be Rome Odunze. I think that's going to become his guy. I know what Mike's about to say, but I don't care.
I didn't say anything.
I could hear your thoughts. Beefy. Yeah, I think that's going to become his connection. That's going to become his go-to receiver.
I was going to say the same thing. I don't know what happened here. Rome is a contested.
You're going to be a problem.
You're a real, real problem. No, Rome is a contested catch guy. Distinctly different than DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Keenan is the wise old veteran. He can get open in little spaces. But when Caleb's out of the pocket, off platform, and he's got a sideline 50-50, that's Rome's deal. So am I allowed to say Rome, even though he pre-slandered me before I was going to agree with him?
You are allowed to say Rome.
I don't know. I'll tell you. What about Dan Jones or a fire hydrant?
Let's go with a fire hydrant. And that is your beefy.
No Malik Nabers?
In football today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.